We're so happy to have you here with us this morning for another Sunrise Project weekly call with our wonderful community. I am grateful that we're all here together in this safe space, committed to peace and healing and compassion as we heal ourselves and our families. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I am really excited this morning to have a dear friend and incredible expert, Tamiko Ruby J, here with us for this special session, especially as we come off of last week's session in which Dr. Vicki Johnson hosted Norm Jones and talked about some of the real challenges that we're facing in this country. And one of the things that he said is history is the present and history is repeating itself, as it did with Nolan and so many others. And so, coming out of that incredible session last week with Dr. Vicki and with Norm, the last question that Dr. Vicki asked was, how do we protect our Black joy? And how do we go inside ourselves to find our own joy? Because that's inside of us. So that is the spirit in which we're going to have this conversation today, and a very special experience with Tamiko Ruby J. And before we do that, I want to tell you a little about Tamiko. She is phenomenal. And she actually was here with us for the first time in the very beginning, back in February of 2021, and then came back right after that with her son, Quentin Ruby J. And we had a mother-son conversation that was phenomenal. But a little bit about Tamiko so we can get started. Tamiko Ruby J is a creative artisan, gifted healer, and spiritual mentor with a BA in theology. And she's a registered Reiki master teacher, certified spiritual coach, corporate wellness coach, holistic health practitioner, yoga teacher, and licensed advanced cosmetologist and instructor. She has over 30 years of experience assisting people in achieving the beauty of healing from the inside out, which is why I think it's so incredible that that last question was about starting on the inside, and that's our focus for today. She has over 25 years experience as a successful salon owner in Northeast Ohio and makeup artist in film, theater, and print media. And she's been an EP executive producer on several films. She's had over 30 years working with creative talent artisans, and she has realized that the passion that one has for life comes from our inner core, which fuels the heart and soul. This passion is energy that resonates in all of us. And she says, when one is balanced and centered, God, I'm sorry, when one is balanced and centered, there is an inner glow which creates a beautiful aura that resonates from the inside out. She has a God-given blessing of vision, along with a gift of healing hands, as well as strong intuition and discernment. I could go on and on and on and on and on, but she is an incredible active Reiki master practitioner. I have experienced her sessions. They are incredible and healing, and she has so graciously agreed to be with us this morning, first to have a conversation and then to give us a taste of what one of her sessions is like. So good morning and welcome back, Tamiko
Good
Ruby J.
morning.
I'm so
Good
happy to
morning.
have
Good
you.
morning. I'm
How are you
excited.
doing?
I am good. Good morning. First of all, good morning to the community. I'm
Yes.
excited to be returning. It's awesome to be here. So, hey, how is everybody doing? I am so
Good.
excited.
Yeah, how are you doing? I love your energy. We were talking earlier. We're happy to have you here. And, we were sharing just briefly, and I want to open up this way. Everything in the news every day, the smoke this week, the, constant dramas that we're all seeing, and personal responsibilities that we have on top of it. There's so much happening in the world, and there's so uncertainty. And so
Hello.
our bodies are on constant. Let me put you on mute. Hello there. I see somebody saying hello, but I just muted you. You're all good. We're here with Tamiko Ruby J this morning. And good morning to whoever just joined us. But with what I was saying, look, there's so much drama, and our bodies are constantly on high alert and feeling anxious. How does all of what's happening in the world affect our nervous system? And then what can we do about that? I know we're going to move into that in a little bit.
That's a great lead in, and it has been actually the last month has been just a crazy month. But the first thing that I would suggest, number one, is when you recognize it, when you feel it, when you feel yourself go, oof, take a breath. That's the main thing. Take a deep breath in and just, release it. I'm not even going to say let it go, because if you could, you would. So I'm just going to say take a breath, starting out to release it. Because at that point, you realize that you've reached critical mass. Like you're just okay. And when you feel that, that's also a moment to just pause. Don't try to push through. Just pause. Even if it's for 30 seconds, just pause. Just like, I want to say the D word, as where water breaks. It's okay to say, okay. Just pause. All right. The first, that's where you start. Okay. And something that simple can start the reset. It's the knowing that you are not feeling it. You're done. It's too much. It's too much. It hit something that didn't feel well. We were talking in the pre-show about this week, and it was on Friday that, and I noticed it all week long, where there was this smell of like wood or something quote burning. Now, at first, at the beginning of the week, I was like, "Oh wow, somebody's got a pit going, or somebody has." But by Friday, it was thick. It was thick, to the point that my mother, who lives with me, she was like, "Are you going to go outside? You need a mask." And I'm like, "We're good. I mean, it just I'm it,
There
look,
were advisories, so we'll put masks on.
right, put mask on and do all of the things, but life was still lifing, so I had to go outside." And so I said to her, I said, "I'm gonna just act like everybody barbecuing it. All right, we're good. I'm gonna just get in my vehicle, turn my air on, we're gonna roll with it." And she was like, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Now, mind you, everybody's full, okay? But we have to sometime adjust the narrative, right? We have to adjust the narrative, right? And then this was another beautiful thing. So I went east side. Anybody familiar with the east side of Cleveland? I went to the Gates Mills area. The place where I was going was sitting at the top of the hill, but it was 5 acres sitting on a lot of trees, and it was absolutely a beautiful property. Now, what was interesting was that air was not as thick. That smoke was not thick in this elevated area. It's literally a home sits off of Chagrin River Road, and but it sits high up. Okay, it was just a metaphor for me, like, keep your thoughts up, keep it positive. It's up here, like we could breathe. We were outside and you could breathe. Now, when you stay out there long, but it was, you get to that point in life, and I'm 63, right? You get to that point in life when we start to understand things differently. When we know differently, we see things differently. We've heard the cliche, when you know better, you do better. Well, I'm done doing.
That's right.
I'm just being me. I'm done doing. We get to be. All right. So that's what I'm gonna say. When we know better, we get to be better, right?
And we get to adjust our thinking. What
Our
you said
thinking,
about the
right?
smoke and all that
Around the
was, I'm
smoke.
gonna.
Right. And guess what? Yesterday, it was sunny. You could see the sky. Different perspective. Did I do that? No, I ain't got
Or
it
looking
like
at the
that
red moon was an interesting paradigm shift for me. You
Yes.
know, someone sent me a picture and said, "Look at this. It's incredible." You
Yes.
know, it was red, even though it was, the environment was smoky. I'm in New York and it was challenging, I'll say, on Wednesday and Thursday. But I think adjusting your paradigm and seeing beauty in things is important sometimes
It's
because
definitely
it's so hard for our nervous system.
right.
And Especially, like I said, coming off of last week's conversation and that last question, which I'm smiling just thinking about, how do we protect our Black joy? How do we protect our joy? So how would you answer that question? That was Dr. Vicky's question for Norm. How do you and how can we protect our joy?
The number one way to protect your joy is number one, to have it. And number two, as soon as you recognize that it is tilting, soon as you recognize it's tilting, make an adjustment. Okay? Because joy is on the inside. Happy is out here. You can be happy in a moment and not in a moment, the next moment. But joy is an inner peace. So in the moment that it feels different, adjustment might be taking a breath. Adjustment might be sitting back, standing back. Adjustment might be walking away for a moment. Adjust, right? Often with wellness practice, people feel as though we have to do these modalities and breathe and do downward dog and do all of the things. But what I love to assist people in the knowing, because one of the reasons why the sympathetic nervous system becomes way off track is because we compound things on top of our joy. So our joy, it's buried. And so we're happy in a moment, right? But then something triggers, or we get so numb to things because of all of the dysfunction, whatever that may be, that we don't even recognize joy anymore, right? It's fleeting. So the easiest thing I would say, like one of the things we're gonna do today, and I'm excited about, is when is the last time you heard yourself laugh? Like laugh.
That's interesting.
I have a big laugh, so people say, all right. And I know when I was younger, my mom was like, keep that down. No, I laugh, and just the endorphins that open up from laughter,
Yes, which is a beautiful thing.
right. There's
Yes,
an
and
exercise that,
smiling.
yeah, smiling and laughing. There's an exercise that we do, that I do, I teach people. And I'll start off where I'll just laugh. Just laugh. And then, of course, you fake it at first. But then, in the moment, you start laughing. And then other people start laughing. Then the next thing you know, the whole room is cracking up. But when you feel that energy in the room and you feel that shift, you actually go into a space of joy, right? And so having people recognize it. So how do we find, how do we get connected to the joy? How do we stay connected to the joy? Is we have to understand where the joy is. And
I
it's
see.
within us. It's
It's
within
all within us. That's right.
us. Yep.
So tell us about Reiki. What is it exactly? And just what is it? And how can it help us find that internal joy?
Okay, the brief answer to that question, the brief definition is Reiki is an energy modality that balances and helps you center the body and in a space that's safe, that's natural, and that's authentic, and that is it, that is God-centered. We are energetic beings, and what does that mean? I like to reference scripture, and I hope I don't offend anyone.
No offense at all.
But it's said that he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. Okay. And so, with that being said, that's because we have a presence in us, we have a vibration in us, we are from energy. When at conception, there's microorganisms that hit for a tenth of a second, it stops, and then that pulse starts. That is what we're able to tap into and regulate and allow ourselves to stay balanced. That's the easiest way I can describe Reiki. And it's awesome. It's yummy. It's safe.
It
What else could I say? It's a balancer. It does not go against anybody's personal religious beliefs. Very
is.
science-based in it. I am happy to say that I've been in several case studies involving Reiki because it's being science is always tapping into different things. And the main thing Reiki is being studied in the medical field is because once you can validate it and regulate it, then you can code it and have a charge on it in the medical field. No disrespect to any medical professions, but that's just how
Right.
America works.
Well, it's so interesting for me. We're going to move into a session, a mini session in a few minutes. But I want to know how you feel people's energy. I don't, it feels like it's a gift. When I've done it with you and you've taken me through this journey and then you somehow summarize, I guess, the energy. How do you do that? Like, how does that work? And then how do you do it with a group?
Okay, that's a great.
Which,
So I have, if I'm honest, it's something that has been with me since I was a kid. I mean, since I could remember. But what I actually feel is I feel a sense of an air, like an area. It'll just seem like like I say, we all have a vibration, right? And it's the easiest way I can think of it is like a heartbeat, right? So when I lay hands, and I don't have to touch you, as you'll see in what we do. There's a synchronicity or a rhythm that's with the person, right? I also can see things. So I'm looking at your face and your face is glowing, and there's a glow that goes with us as well. But there's off your arm or off your shoulder, it's not. There's no light there or something like that. And of course, over years I've developed it more, but that would be the main thing that I would say that I can see or I can sense with people. In a group session, the difference is, and it's really interesting working virtually versus in person. There's a difference in how the energy flows. So in a group session, what's nice about it is there's a vibration in a collective, like whoever's in the room, the skeptics, all of the things. But there's a flow that will go with it. I always pray before my session. So before we even get started, that everyone that is involved in that chose to show up, that they receive what they came to receive from the highest and most divine. Okay. So there's always prayer involved as well. And I want to say this, the easiest way I could say it is, I'm just the extension cord. I'm just the conduit in which the gifting flows. So once I get out of the way, I am the vessel in which healing happens. But you heal yourself. I'm just a witness.
Interesting.
I'm just
I
a witness.
love that. I love that. I love that. It all starts with us, right? And that's everybody that shows up here is hungering for healing,
And I
you know,
learned
and
the
it
power of
starts with us. Yeah, you did. So share just a brief story. Because like I said, people, I remember your story from 2021, and you shared about your son Quentin. So share a brief story before, and then we'll get in a few minutes into our session.
Yes, so my
Learning the hard way, because we've
learning
all
about
learned the hard way.
right. So Quentin J is my son, and going through that boy to man phase, I'm just going to keep it real, real brief. I was a mom that happened to be single because his biological father and then his stepdad was killed or unalived. I don't know what we say. So anyway, it was Quentin and I. And so during that teenage phase, he was an athlete, was doing very well. But once it was time for him to go to college, things got a little interesting for him. Things got a little different. He started experimenting with different things, got with an interesting crowd. As I was just sharing with Kelly, the Nolan situation really hit home for me because in the area in Northeast Ohio, east side of Cleveland. He was graduate of Mayfield High School in 2003, and he was the only Black male in his graduating class of over 300. So I can relate to that as well. Anyway, Quentin did experimenting with drugs, alcohol, different things, trying to find himself. And for a period of time, a deep period of time, it was tough. It was hard to watch. It was hard to experience, navigate, of course, because I want to course correct. I want to do all the things. And so through Reiki and prayer and God and all of the things, I had to learn how to take my hands completely off and allow my son to be his own person. He was going to have to hit some walls. He was going to have to do some things, because even, and that the hard part with having the discernment and the intuition, I was able to see certain things before they were happening. And so it was like, so how do we change that? How do, but it was like, that's not your place to change. It's for you to adjust in how you're going to sit in. Okay. And
Say
so,
that again. That's the hard part for all of us. It's
yes.
not for us to change. We
It's
have to sit in
how are
it.
you going to sit in it? Okay. And some of it was crappy. Okay. And so it was some fertilizer. That's probably why I look so youthful. Anywho, because
You do look youthful. I can't. When you said you're
it
63, said
because you
what?
know some shit. I mean, you know, we just gonna say it. I'm being
That's
Tamiko
right. You look
right now.
amazing.
Okay, so that part, but I am here to tell you, I am here to tell everybody on this call, we cannot, and I repeat, we cannot give from empty cups.
Right.
It will take you out. You cannot give from an empty cup. And so I was doing all of the things, trying to stay busy, and because that was also, I had my village. So if I got my village helping, I can be over here, because that parenting thing is deep, okay? And especially when you're a parent of a male, when you're the mother of a male child, that's just different. I have goddaughters, but being a parent of a male child is different. So
I can
here we
relate.
are. He made it through. He's doing phenomenal.
And he's on the other side. There was a breaking point for you, and
Yeah.
he talked about it because that's the last thing I want you to share. You
Okay.
did something
Yeah,
that made him change.
he was going through, and I had had this. So the first time I have something, it's a dream. The second time it's a premonition. The third time is law. It's gonna happen. So I had this premonition that my son was going to not make it. And so I called him over to my studio at the time, and I had him come over because he was kind of avoiding me. And I said, I need you to come over and help me with something. So he came, and there was nobody there but me. And I looked him right in the face, and I told him, I said, you got a problem and you need help. And I need what I need for you to get some help. He had never seen me cry before. Was in tears, and they were just flowing. It still makes me teary to today. And he looked me in the face, and he did not look away. And he said, "You know what, Mom?" He said, because it was a pause, and he just looked at me in shock. And I'm like, "I'm serious. This is critical mass. You have a problem." And he said, "I got myself into this, and I'll get myself out." I looked him in the face, and I said, "Do I have your word?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Okay." And he kept his word. He kept
Kept its word. That's a blessing.
his word. And I will chat, guys, amazing episode. So, because we did a show before, and I spoke about Quentin in this, and you were asking me questions, and I said, well, why don't I ask him if he'll come on, and you
That's exactly
see him
right.
directly? Like, because I was like, I can't
Yeah.
speak for him. And that was one
It
of
was so
the
good. I'm gonna find it while we're on and I'll put it in the chat. It was such a powerful conversation because he said him seeing you cry and the way you spoke to him so calmly.
Yeah,
You
and
weren't
then
yelling, screaming. You said, this is not going to end well because I see it.
I see
And
it. I
he
see
made a change. I remember
it.
that so clearly.
Yeah.
I'll find it. It's on our website too, but I'll put it in the chat, the
Okay,
reader
thank
of
you.
that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to shift now to a very special moment. I
Don't know if you guys
crack.
just saw something. Excuse me, Kelly, but if you watch this later, I just caught myself because my shoulders were like this. And if you just saw, I adjusted, but I learned that. So I just want to go back and check it out. It's little things like that because I just
So you are lifting your shoulders as you were talking about Clinton today.
that still is there.
Well, yes, of
But
course.
ooh, okay. Ooh, all
But
right.
you took a moment and took a breath. Awesome. Well,
Yep.
I want to shift and have you lead us in what you do. And you have a beautiful phrase and philosophy that says presence heals more than pressure ever could. Presence heals more than pressure ever could. So I think the important piece of that, well, I'd like you to explain, what do you mean by that? And then let's move into a special space with you.
Yes. So if we are present in the moment, like moment by moment, it will allow things to release. Okay. And it will allow things to release gently. Okay. And so when we're in that present moment, that present time, right now, that's what allows the space for the healing to begin. We can't be with it. We can't get rid of it. So we don't know what it is. So we can be present in it. Okay. And this is the difference in, I would say, this the energy and Reiki allows you to release something without experiencing it again. Okay, it
Interesting.
allows you to be able to release something without experiencing it again. Because if you just got compound trauma over trauma over trauma over trauma over trauma over trauma, right? As you release it, right, and get rid of it, there's a possibility that there's going to be some things that you remember or that come up. We just let release it, let it go. That's why when people have Reiki sessions, and if they have a lot that's there, and after a session, they feel purging, like literally like they're sick. But what it is, it's like come like after you've had surgery, after you've had anesthesia. For a couple of days, it takes a minute for it to get out of your system. And that's why you
That's
have to be
right.
careful with certain people that you do energy work with. Because again, not to say that let's just say this, you have to know who you're working with, and they have to ha somewhat have an idea on how to assist you in the how and the what to do before and after. So what I'm going to ask everybody that's on the call, if they're here to experience Reiki, I'm so excited, is number one, to be in a comfortable space. Number two, that in this moment right now, you're going to take a breath and you're going to allow yourself right now. You're going to allow yourself right now to be in a space as you showed up for you. To be in a space that you are going to experience balance. Real simple, real easy. But right now, you give yourself permission, right, for balance to happen. You don't have to think about it because you're going to be about it. Well, I hope everybody's ready, ready for takeoff.
Yes, we're excited.
Right. So, if you're seated, I'm going to ask that you uncross your legs or uncross your hands. So, no sitting like this, no wishing. We can wish afterwards, but just sitting up straight. Back is straight if you can sit straight. If you're laying down, that's fine too. And if you want suggestion, just taking a moment, taking a deep breath in and gently just closing your eyes. You can keep your eyes open as well. And as you sit in this moment, in this exact moment, exhaling now. Look at that. You were able to hold your breath for a moment. And now again, you're going to take a deep breath in, breathing in through the nose, through the nostrils, and imagining your breath as energy. Those of you that might be experiencing sinus issues or concerns, you're able to breathe in this moment. And now exhaling. And if your hands are at your side, just turning the wrist a little bit, your hands are in your lap, turning your palms up, and continuing to breathe. And on the next inhale, just imagining that there is an energetic flow coming in through your crown, feeling that vibration. So that energy comes in through the crown, sitting at the top of your head, allowing the space right now for the energy to continue to flow throughout the entire head. Filling it in the top of the head, around the front of the head, the forehead, orbiting around to the back of the head. Releasing the thought of all the things that you may have to do. Because right now you are being centered, balanced, free to allow. And let the energy continue moving down around the ears. Feeling the energy as it clears the noise, as it clears the background noise. Allowing yourself to be centered in the moment and in the present space now. Releasing, releasing, releasing. And as the eyes flutter and different things come to mind, just allowing yourself to release that thought. You are well. You are balanced. You are awesome. Now feeling the energy as it continues to move to the throat, to the mouth, allowing you to communicate energetically with your body. As we center in this space, as you feel this vibration moving through the body, allowing yourself to communicate with the inner core of who you are. Releasing, releasing, releasing any and all things gently, gently, gently that no longer serve. Take the breath and exhale. Feeling centered. Feeling peaceful, feeling flow, feeling light, light, light. for a moment. I am going to pause in speaking. However, the energy is going to continue to flow. Getting out of your head and into your core. Allowing the energy to flow to any areas of discomfort. To send light and healing to those areas. I am here with you, balancing energy with you. And for the moment, my voice will pause. Gentle clearing of the space. Removing any energetic blocks that are in the body. Peace. Peace. Stillness, stillness, stillness. Joy. 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 Imagine at the soles of your feet, you centered, balanced, steady, grounded, growing, glowing. No. The spaces that are cleared. Imagine a beautiful, beautiful beam of light. Filling those spaces with light. Filling those spaces with joy. Filling those spaces with peace, laughter, love, abundance. As we gently align ourselves to feel centered, balanced in the body. Wiggling our fingers. Rotating the head, turning the head to the right slowly. To center and to left. And then slowly but surely, bringing your right hand over your heart, thanking yourself for choosing you this morning. Being available, for being present, for being awesome, and for giving and allowing joy. Bringing your hands to the prayer position. Thank you. Amen.
Was so lovely. I loved it. Thank you.
You're welcome. If we have any questions, Kellyanne.
Yes, I would love to open up the floor to see how people felt.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. I remember Michelle.
Michelle, for the heart, I loved it.
Thank you. How you
Right
feeling?
when you said when your eye if your eyes are fluttering, I'm not sure if that's because you saw me. I was working to stay present at the beginning.
I felt a few people. Yeah. I felt a few people like, wait, where, what? Yeah.
Right. But I loved it. And it was such a beautiful, for me, opportunity to have just peace and stillness and time for purely just me.
Awesome. So can I give a shameless plug right now?
Please, it's not shameless. I love what you do. Please.
Okay. So I'm super excited about today because I'm also launching in soon September. I got to give a date because I can say coming soon and it'll be 2030. But launching the Ruby J, what is it? The Ruby J transformation method. So all of the different modalities, because I'm sure that anybody that has experienced Reiki, whether in person or virtual, will say, wait, I've had Reiki done before, but it wasn't like that. I know.
Exactly.
So I have developed with a dear, dear friend. She's helped me to the thing. I'll be out here in the ethers having fun,
Love it.
enjoying life. But we will be launching that soon. And so anybody that is actually here today, if you go to my website and just sign up today, I'm going to give an intro session, or and how to experience that as well. So that's coming so soon. I'm so excited about it because I've been at this for a while. So thank you.
Yes, people say I loved it. I feel asleep for 5 ohms. Is that normal?
That's
Is that normal?
yes, absolutely, absolutely.
What's
Thank
your
you.
website? What's your website? People want to book you. I do private sessions
Yeah, thank
and they've been phenomenal for me.
you.
How do people reach you?
Okay, so my website is tamikorubyj.org. Okay, so yes. And so if you reach out there, tamikorubyj.org, yes.
I
I
just put
am
that
so
in the.
excited. So all of you guys that showed up today, I am super excited because see, I get excited and can't sleep, but I was able to sleep, so that was really good.
It
But
was so
I
good. And I just found the recording, I think,
Cool.
from it was episode 53.
Wow.
We're on 331 right now. So I'm gonna
That's awesome.
see if I can find, I think I have it right here. I'm gonna download it and put it in the chat
Awesome.
before we
Yeah, that
break.
one was a game changer for me because, guys, I'll just give you a little disclaimers on that. There's times that when you listen to the, because I've watched it so many times, but I'm sitting because there was things that I heard in that interview that I hadn't heard before.
Right, I remember you said that.
was looking like, oh my, wait, let me take my glasses off. And my face is like,
I remember that. Yeah, it was so good.
yeah, it was
I'm finding it right now
live. It was
on
live. Yeah.
live. It should be on our YouTube channel if I'm gonna find it. It's
Yes.
so good. Does
Yeah.
anybody else have any questions? Or yes, to be still and know that he is God. I'm looking at the note.
Thank you.
Congratulations on launching your method.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes, for Tracy, I fall asleep all the time. Every time we do it, I'm normally laying down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's really, really,
I've
really
had people
good.
ask me, so are you hypnotizing? No, I'm not doing that. How do you get the recording? Oh, that's for
I'm
Kat.
doing a sneak peek and I'm gonna find the rest of it later. We used to do these little sneak peek clips and
Yeah.
I have that handy. I'm looking for the other one. I will find that too. But I'm gonna put the sneak peek in the chat because that's right here. And
Okay.
then I'm gonna find the full thing in a second.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was awesome. And that's how it started. And I just want to congratulate you also, Kelly, on just this platform and creating this community is so amazing and so awesome. And like I said, how we met when Kelly told me about it, I'm like, absolutely, you know, and we don't often know when you're going through that, you think you're the only one.
That's right.
You also think that you did something wrong. No, you just, it's life.
It's life. And the process of forgiveness is the truth. I mean, that's the hard part is forgiving because we do the best we can.
We do
We
the
know
best we
this.
can with what we got. And we have now, Quentin and I have the most amazing relationship. Because he's always,
Yes.
Mom, you're my best friend. I'm like, you haven't earned that from me. You still my son.
Well, that's
So,
right.
I've told him this last birthday when I
I
turned
love that.
23, and he was like, I don't know what to get you for
Oh,
your
sorry.
birthday. And I told him, I said, you already have, you're my friend. He bawled. He lost it. He was like, oh my God. I said, yeah, I'm kind of surprised too, but don't lose it. Like, so yeah. So that's the beautiful thing. And so to everyone here today, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for showing up. And remember, when life is lifing or when you feel that moment where you're not so sure this, feel that moment where you just it's just got on your nerve. That last nerve. Take the breath. Take
Take
the
the
breath.
breath.
And then go to my website.
Go to Tamiko's website, book a session. She has helped me. She there's and then
Here's
laugh.
the laughter. Then go
It's
to my
so
website.
true because it feels really like, you're like, is this like tarot cards? No, it's not
No,
like
I don't
that.
use any tarot cards, feathers,
Right? I've
pendulums,
had people
light,
say that
none
to me.
of
It's
that,
like,
none of
no,
that.
that's not
I'm
it.
minimalist. I don't want, I don't, like my girl Jennifer Lewis said, I don't want nobody any messing with me in these streets.
Exactly. I
And if
love
you
Jennifer
need
Lewis.
stuff, then how you gonna work? If it's God-given, you don't
That's
need all
right.
that stuff. I don't use all that stuff. I'm messing around with that, okay?
But you're
Because
so right on point. Our last session when you summarized, I just was like, what? How do you know all of that?
That's
Without knowing, it's really
and
deep, but you
this has
felt the
been a
energy.
this has been a real walk because that's a whole nother, but we gonna tell all of those, get all of that together. And the cool thing is too, the comp you well you'll see the consultations with me are complimentary, right? And it's to see if we can work together because I
That's
implore
right.
everybody, and that's cool.
I do think that's a really good point because I went in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever we first started, and very skeptical. You know, very like, how are you going to do this over the phone? And
Now,
how are you?
skepticism, I can respect, okay?
Yes.
But some of that other stuff, I can't,
Right.
because I'm
It's been.
real comfortable in my knowing, because
Yes.
it's out of
You
sequence.
have a gift. There are people that have gifts. We all have gifts in certain things, in certain areas, but this is a gift for
Thank you.
you. And I'm so blessed to know you. And for people that might be listening, it's TamikoRubyJ.org. That is her website, TamikoRubyJ.org, the letter J. So I just want to repeat that in
Lowercase.
case all lowercase, Tamiko
No,
Ruby J.
Gimme goes Ruby J. And I'm beginning to say, and I hope this doesn't offend, I didn't know it when I put that, but that J is for Jesus. Okay,
Oh.
that J is, it's not for Jenkins, it's for Jesus.
Oh, okay. All right. I never knew that. Now I
It
know.
just came to me when I started this method, that's
Oh.
what the J is for. I was like,
Oh,
ooh,
that's right.
I just lost it. I was like, okay. Oof, okay.
It's so yes, but that's so good. And that's you
That's
have a
where the gift
gift.
came from. It took
The
me.
gift came from Jesus, absolutely.
That's where it is. And
And
his ridicule, and he was a healer. Ooh, but we ain't even gonna go there. That's but we going into a whole nother.
that's another conversation. We'll have to have you back again.
Thank
We'll
you. Thank
do
you
that.
so much.
Thank you.
This went so fast. So thank you.
It did. Thank you for being here. And on that note, you're just amazing. I love you and I appreciate you.
We are a lady.
And we
Teamwork
are
is a
amazing.
dream work,
Everybody,
baby. Come
teamwork, yes. And everybody on this call is amazing for showing up for yourself, for us showing up for ourselves, and for being present
Thank you.
in that 20-minute session, which was incredible. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll turn it over to Dr. Vicky, who will close us out in a prayer.
Thank you, Tamiko Ruby J, for Jesus, not Jenkins. That was so funny. That was a great way to just end. God, we thank you for this day that you've given to us, a day we've not seen before. Thank you for grace and new mercy and favor. Thank you for the opportunity to experience something different today. It brought peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the gift of Tamiko Ruby J and for Kelly and Dee and for the sacred space where we gather weekly to become better people and better parents. Thank you for joy and the nudge to make adjustments quickly when we feel our joy tilting. Thank you that in stillness, we can find solace and regulation for our nervous systems. Thank you for exposing us and illuminating what you've put in the earth. Because you've given us all things to enjoy and to walk in peace. Now, bless us as we go further into this day. Thank you for Tamiko Ruby J's new launch. God, open doors globally for her voice, her gift. Thank you for her agreement with you that brings peace and goodness to her life and to that of her son and her family. Now, bless us the rest of this day and bring us back together again on next Sunday. And we give you glory for all of these things. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a beautiful day, everybody. See you next week.
Bye,
Thank
guys.
you.
Thank you.
Take care.